Hayes.
Next one is Anthony Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. This is a '61-year-old black gentleman, obese, who was seen today face face-to-face evaluation. I found patient to be in acute congestive heart failure with pedal edema, evidence of ascites, shortness of breath. Patient medications was reviewed today, and I noticed that his Demodex, which was delivered to him a few days ago, was in a packet, had never been opened. He has a history of atrial fibrillation, O2 dependency, ascites, incontinence, ADL dependent, and quite obese. His heart rate is in the 120s today with the O2 sat of 88%, even with 2 liters of oxygen. And as I mentioned, he's in congestive heart failure, short of breath. He was given the option of going to the hospital since he'd missed his medication. He refused to go to the hospital. He tells me he does not want to go in the hospital. I explained to him why it's important to take his Demodex on a regular basis. I doubled up on his medication for the next 2 days period. I also explained to him that with congestive heart failure, the swelling that he sees in his legs and his tissue is also going on in the mucosal membrane of the small intestine where the medication is absorbed, and it may be difficult for him to absorb the Demodex, and he might require IV medication. Diuretics, nevertheless, he refuses to go. He's in atrial fibrillation with rapid heart rate despite being on beta blocker, which he states he's been taking, but I'm not sure. He's his caretaker, Mr. Galloway, is overseeing his medication. I'm trying to help him, but can only be certain help to him because Anthony basically does what Anthony wants to do, period. Our job is to keep him as comfortable as possible. He's definitely worsening as far as his heart failure is concerned, obviously, as it's evident today, and atrial fibrillation, history of pulmonary hypertension, cor pulmonale, history of severe sleep apnea. He sleeps in a chair sitting up. KPS score is 40%. And his demise is at hand. Thank you.